It was not only Groundhog Day this past week, it was also the anniversary of Michael, your husband, mm-hmm. proposing to you live on the air so many years ago.
Yes, 20 years ago, in fact.
Yeah.
Big milestone moment for us. We got to share with all of you. And it was awesome, all of the comments underneath the reel of people saying, I remember listening to this. I was there. I heard it. And this is so great. And all the things, which is awesome. I love that we have people that have been listening that long.
Yeah, that long, for sure.
Yes. And then I noticed, you know, underneath, it gives little meta AI prompts.
Okay.
One of them being, what's the story behind the engagement?
Oh, so almost like AI will tell you the story behind this engagement.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Like, I'll give you more information about this reel.
Right,
and
right.
So I'm like, all right, I'll click it. Let's see what it has to say.
Yeah.
What can it decipher? Kelly Higdon's engagement story began on a trip to New York City.
Okay.
Not true. With her now husband, Jeff.
Who's Jeff?
Not true. In October of 2022. Which is a really fuzzy timeline when you consider the ages of our kids,
of your kids,
16 and nearly 14.
Yeah.
Kelly had a client event to attend.
Oh.
Who are my clients?
In New York City?
Yes.
Okay.
I have no idea. And Jeff joined her for a weekend of sightseeing.
Again, who's Jeff?
Not sure. The highlight of their trip was a visit to the Cloisters, a museum in Upper Manhattan. Never been to a museum.
This is all what AI.
Yep, this is the backstory to our engagement that it gathered from the reel that I posted. On a gray and rainy day, Jeff, my husband, suggested that they take a break and grab an iced tea. I hate iced tea.
I was going to say, Kelly's not a big fan.
Which didn't raise any suspicions from Kelly. Why would it?
Why?
As they visited the final garden overlooking the Hudson River, Jeff got down on one knee and proposed.
Wow.
Kelly was surprised.
Yes.
Mostly because my husband's name is Michael.
Yes, not Jeff.
But thrilled, and they shared the moment with some photos taken by a kind stranger. They spent the rest of the day celebrating with dinner, drinks, and a bottle of champagne.
Is any of that accurate?
No, not at all.
Yeah,
not even a shred of it. The only thing they got right was my name. That's it.
That's funny.
That's the only correct thing.
And the video, is it reading the video? Because I don't even think it's reading the video.
Well,
because
no,
the
can't
video
be reading the video, because it would give none of that.
Yeah, none of that information.
I tagged my husband, whose name is Michael. And then you can also determine, like, look at the relationship status. It says I'm married to Michael.
And
so in
AI
all of its AI
is like,
ways,
yeah. You know,
no,
what? That's great.
That's
Jeff.
Great. Here's a better story.
His name. Go with us on this.
Go with us. His name is Jeff.
Instead of Michael, we're going Jeff. It tested better with audiences. So you're going to now be with Jeff.
Listen, I like your cute little got engaged on the radio, live on the radio
Knight
show.
Yeah, shining
cute
armor type of thing.
We
yeah,
feel
that's
like
great.
New York City's better.
Yeah, you know what we're going to do? Again, audience tested that New York City, and this is a great backstory.
Yes.
You know what? You love tea. Tea is.
I don't actually.
Tea
not
is
sure where
again
got
test
that at all.
Tests well with audiences.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm not a tea or a coffee person.
No, that's funny.
They
though
didn't even toss me an Arbor Mist mention. I mean,
yeah. I mean, you don't post about it a lot on social media though, so that's probably where it AI has no idea your secret love affair for Arbor Mist.
But where in the world, in all of the things in the history of my social media footprint, did it come up with all of that?
I don't know.
With 0% accuracy.
All right, so we're saying AI, this is just a great example that, you know what? AI isn't right all the time.
No, it's not. And some of it is just not right
at all
in any way, shape, or form.
At all. So,
maybe we don't trust the prompts.
Well,
underneath.
I'm just excited to have known you and Jeff for so long.
Me too. Me too. I went immediately to my husband, Adam. I'm like, read this. He's like, who is Jeff?
That's right. I would have asked the same thing. Can I see your phone? Your text history? What's going on here? Who is this Jeff in which you, AI speaks?
He sounds romantic. What a scene. Really? Is that what you wanted?
Is that what you wanted?
Do you like iced tea? Since when do you like iced tea?
The proposal on the air in Night in Ginorum wasn't enough?
Yeah, it wasn't enough. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's good stuff.